The Bird Show.
Just a second here, we will get Randy on, who is wondering if she has to go into the office today and knock on one of her fellow employees, who she's pretty sure is stealing from the company and using the credit card for shopping sprees. We'll get her on in just one second. So as I'm listening to Cassie and I'm listening to Abby here, these two words feel like an oxymoron to me. You guys, I feel like I'm a dog that hears a high pitch sometimes in here, where his head just goes, huh? Ogre romance? Really?
So Cassie and I had a book club over the weekend, and I was telling her I was trying not to be too judgmental, because we were all sharing the books that we were currently reading, and I was like, oh yeah, I'm reading a billionaire's romance. It's about this guy and he owns Disney and it's really hot. And one of the girls across the table from me goes, oh yeah, I'm reading an ogre romance. And I'm sitting there like, to each their own. Like, I can see how Shrek would be sexy to some people. Not my cup of tea.
Can you? Can you really see that, or you're just saying that?
I mean, he's a big dude.
Yeah.
I could see it. He owns his own house. You know, he's financially stable. He runs his own land. He's
very capable.
The bar is low.
The bar is in hell.
It's low out here.
He has friends. Donkey, who is great at making waffles. You know, so you're always going to wake up after, you know, a night out at the bars with him with a good breakfast. I can see the appeal. I can.
You would be surprised at some of the, like, I'm not into that. But there are subgenres of romance and romanticy, whatever you want to call it, that are very unique.
Give me another one. More unique than ogres.
I don't know about more unique. The reverse harem is a big one.
A reverse harem?
Excuse me? Uh-huh. Where instead of the guy having multiple girls, it's a girl having multiple guys in a relationship, like polyamory.
Mm, big old sword fights going on there.
Aliens.
Yeah. To be fair,
vampires.
Then I had to say, I couldn't hold judgment, because I did read a whole series called Ice Planet Barbarians, where these girls got abducted and put on an ice planet to where they had to ingest a parasite in order to be able to procreate with the aliens.
What? Most face. This is my favorite part. Y'all have to watch it later. Just the watching on his face, the realization as Abby's words sink in.
Yes.
It's really, there's a Christmas special and everything.
I wrote the wrong book. I mean, there's got to be a place here where I can write a book. Wow.
Yep. There are very, very, I don't want to shame anyone, but there are very niche genres.
Fascinating.
Yeah. All right, let's get Randy on here. She's got real stress going on in her life going into work today. Hey, Randy.
Hi, guys. Thanks.
Hi. Okay, you're on the voice disguiser.
Well, I appreciate that, because this is serious. All right. And I work for a small company where I'm like, I manage it. I've got a small staff. Anyway, I recently realized that over the past couple of years, one of the employees has been charging, gosh, thousands, to be honest, thousands of dollars on one of the company credit cards. And I found this out. I confronted her, and she admitted it. She said it would never happen again. I've lost sleep over this, because I feel like, you know, as an office manager, I need to bring this to my boss. I think, you know, obviously she should be fired. I feel like it's going to backfire on me, though. And if I fire her and all this comes to light, I'm going to end up in hot water.
Why would you end up in hot water? Hello?
Are you there?
Yeah. Why would you end up in hot water over her stealing from the company?
The hot water got her.
I don't think she can hear us.
Okay.
You'll get in hot water if you don't. You'll get in hot water if you don't report it, because you'll be an accessory after the fact to embezzlement, which is essentially what this is.
And she said she's the office manager, right?
Yeah. I mean, the employee is committing fraud. I don't know if it's credit card fraud. I don't know if it's embezzlement, what the exact thing is, but your employee is committing.
Am I on you guys?
Okay. Bring her down, Tommy. She can't hear us anymore.
Uh-uh. Your employee's committing a crime. They are stealing from the company. And as the office manager, you now know that this crime has taken place. I mean, I think it would be one thing if the employee's like, I'm going to pay it all back right now. Maybe there's some moral wiggle room there. But like, in terms of the law, you are aiding and abetting a criminal. And I know it sucks, because they're your employee. But yeah, your job's going to be on the line if this comes to light.
I, I also feel like you don't have to say how far it went back. Like, I think your boss, the only thing they need to know is that they were stealing money from the company and using the credit card. You don't need to give them the long history of, oh, it's been going on for months or for years. You can just say, I saw some fraudulent charges and immediately took action. And then your boss probably isn't going to ask any follow-up questions. You fired her? You did the right thing? Okay, cool.
Randy's back here. Randy, I think we're all under the same impression that you should go to the boss. I understand how uncomfortable it can be. I think maybe you're making this a little bit more that it could reflect on you poorly. None of us see it that way. Go for it.
It's going to reflect on me poorly because I was the only one that was entrusted with the credit card, the company credit card, and I've let her use it. So, like, it's not even criminal because I technically gave her the credit card to use.
But you can't control what she does with it. That's outside of your control. And if you don't say something, wouldn't you be in hot water once the company finds out and you didn't say anything?
Yeah, and there's one part of it that I think I might have missed is, why did you give the card to her?
I'm just lazy. I just figured she could do the shopping. Like, there's like office supplies. It's for office needs. Like, she bought a laptop on the credit card and...
Yeah, I can't understand her. I'm still going to the boss one way or the other, and I'm taking the heat for it.
Absolutely. Well, I would be like, I delegated to an employee to do something. They misused the funds, and now I'm reporting it.
It's a Bird Show.
The Bird Show.